The famous Phantom of the Opera story has a different version besides the popular Andrew Lloyd Webber creation. Written and originally recorded in 1992 and called Just Phantom, it has music and lyrics by Maury Yeston and a book by Arthur Coppett, both well-known musical theater writers. They based their interpretation on the famous Gaston Leroux novel that Lloyd Webber does not credit on his version. Phantom is less obsessed with spectacle and is more focused on the Phantom's relationship with his father and why the Phantom cherished Christine. There have been few local productions of Phantom, but Gilbert's spunky Hale Center Theater has done it before and remounts it in a stylish staging that will not disappoint fanatics of the Lloyd Webber version. All the characters are present, there are no unusual plot twists, and the spectacle is alluded to without actually creating it at the Hale Center. What this Phantom has is Yeston's lovely score that is sung by an impressive cast that create believable characters, act with convincing integrity, and look stunning in a succession of beautiful period costumes. Director Cambrian James keeps the long-winded and repetitious show moving briskly, but his production could have been enhanced by taking judicious cuts in the talky script that adds little to the well-worn tale. What the production has is several fine leads. Especially glowing is Annalise Webb's lovely Christine. Webb has a clarion voice that handles the score's musical demands flawlessly. Her believable acting and attractive looks enhance her performance. The Hale Center is lucky to showcase Webb, who is destined to have a big musical theater career. Opposite Webb is Brian N. Stewart's stalwart Phantom. While his acting is not as shaded as Webb's, he commands the stage, as he should, as the character on which the action is focused. He sings well and does some exciting duets with Webb. Mary Jane McCluskey makes an impressive stamp on the action as the already established opera star Carlotta, who stands aside here and there to let Christine shine as the opera's new diva. The rest of the large cast executes supporting roles well, and the ensemble singing is assured. Costumes are especially impressive, and suggestive stage pieces keep the audience directed to where the story is evolving. The stage and other playing areas in the small theater are well utilized and suggest the grandeur of the show's setting at the Paris Opera House. Hale Center's Phantom presents a different twist on the popular story, has an impressive score, a fine cast, and an artful production. You won't be disappointed in this Phantom that earns 4 stars out of 5 and continues through October 11th at the Gilbert Theater. For KBOC, I'm Chris Curcio.